You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. With me, we have the publisher of Audiophile for the entire week, Michelle Cobb. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, how's it going?
Tell me about the books you're listening to.
Thanks. Well, this week we're talking about earphones winners. These are titles that stand out, particularly for the performance of the narrator. And of course, many of them have equally strong written source material as well.
Okay, where are we beginning?
Beautiful World, Where Are You? By Sally Rooney, read by Aoife McMahon.
Oh, and of course, Sally Rooney is one of the writers who's writing today, a younger writer, and she wrote Normal People, which was also narrated by Aoife McMahon.
Yes. In fact, I would say that this is an excellent match of writer and narrator, and Rooney is considered one of the key millennial voices in fiction. And I would say Aoife McMahon is fantastic at being her voice because she has a flair for storytelling and vocalization that includes these excellent changes in characters that are never over the top. You always get a lot of different perspectives and characters in Sally Rooney's book, I find. So good pairing.
So what's the story with this one?
So it's about the lives of two friends, Eileen and Alice, and they write these extensive emails to each other talking about the state of the world, their personal journeys, their love stories, and we also get to know both Simon and Felix, who are the love interests.
Okay, and when is it set? Where is it set?
So it's a modern tale, and the character of Alice is pretty much an avatar for the writer herself. She's had two lauded books, one of which, as you mentioned, Normal People, has been turned into a television series. And of course, with fame, there often comes a dark side. And this is no different for the character of Alice, who's struggling with the world online, you know, all that commentary, which can get very negative, sometimes downright mean. And it veers away from the examination of someone's art into a full personal attack, which is difficult.
Yeah, people descend to name calling in 2.5 seconds, as far as I can tell.
Yes. And I think, you know, it's complicated and also very delicate to work out what's happening in your own life in your art. But I think Sally Rooney does it in a thoughtful way. And there's so much about writing in her books. So in addition to Alice kind of being the, you know, famous writer, the avatar, Eileen works for a literary magazine, and they're communicating through these emails that are so extensive. One might think that they're sending letters back and forth as if it were World War II.
But that's, and that's how the book unfolds. It's an epistolary.
If only I knew what that was.
a book composed of letters.
It's not fully that, but it happens okay. To have that. So you're going to get the four perspectives in the, you know, the third person perspective. But it's included in the work is this back and forth between the two female characters.
And is the narration mostly from Alice's perspective, or do we get...
We get all four. We get both.
You get all four. Okay.
Yeah. We get both women and both men, and just, you know, the Irish voice. It's so musical. The narration is flawless, and it really sort of draws me in. I have trouble, and I think I talk about this a lot, you know, with books that have clear accents or clear, you know, locations. I want to hear it. Yeah. And I don't, what I can do in my head with an Irish accent is not comparable to what a narrator who is of that native tongue and who is so facile with it and so facile with these character changes that I want to listen to these. You know, there's some titles that are written by Irish writers that the, you know, there's no way I could get through it understanding what all the words are and the different spellings. And this, it's all right there for you in your ears. It's so gorgeous.
Well, why don't we hear some of its gorgeousness?
Great. This is a little bit of Felix and Alice.
Okay, this is Beautiful World, Where Are You? It's by Sally Rooney, and it's read by Aoife McMahon.
Hello there, she said.
Hey, how are you getting on?
I'm good, thanks.
Make any friends yet?
He asked. Absolutely not. He smiled, tapped the ready meal on his leg again, and looked around at the exit.
Ah, here, he said. What are we going to do with you? You'll go mad up there on your own.
Oh, I already am, she said. But then, maybe I already was before I arrived.
Mad, were you? You seemed pretty normal to me.
Not a word I often hear in connection with myself, but thank you. They stood there looking at one another until she lowered her eyes and touched her hair again. He glanced over his shoulder once more at the exit, and then back at her. It was difficult to tell if he was enjoying her discomfort or simply taking pity on her. For her part, she seemed to feel obliged to continue standing there as long as he wanted to talk.
That Irish lilt, it's called a lilt because it is so musical, but I think Aoife has an extraordinarily musical voice on top of that accent. And I love the way she inhabits characters.
Oh, yeah. That, I mean, if only I could do this, then I would be a narrator, but she does it all.
Okay, this is Beautiful World, Where Are You? By Sally Rooney, read by Aoife McMahon. Well, you're off to a good start, Michelle.
Yeah, it's a week of great titles with your film winners.
I will talk to you tomorrow.
Great.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Graphic Audio, A Movie in Your Mind, featuring Dark Horse Comics, dramatized adaptations of X, Ghost, The Mask, and Living with the Dead. Savings of up to 60% this month. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.